This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. Hello there, and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 606. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope you like what you hear. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the New Testament. Before we go any further, I want to apologize. I normally record the episode for you the day before it releases, and then I schedule it to publish at 10 o'clock my time here on the West so that those in the UK will have it for their morning drive. Well, in the last few days, there have been a couple of episodes that didn't publish when I scheduled it. I think it happened last Friday, and I didn't notice until Saturday morning when I pushed it out. And then it happened yesterday, Monday, so you didn't have an episode on Monday morning. I'm really sorry about that. It's not my fault. It's the software. I don't know what happened. So anyway, when I sat down to put the show for today together, I saw that it had failed to publish, so I pushed it out. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, you may have seen two new episodes in your podcast player. I'm really sorry about that, and I'll try to follow up each night at 10 o'clock when things are supposed to push out. Oh, be sure that it does. So with that said, let's get on with today's show. Our reading today is Revelation 16 from the World English Bible and Revelation 17 and 18 from the New Life Version. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 16. I heard a loud voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth." The first went and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. Every living thing in the sea died. The third poured out his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the waters saying, "You are righteous, who are and who were, you Holy One, because you have judged these things. For they poured out the blood of the saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve this." I heard the altar saying, "Yes, Lord God, the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." The fourth poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to scorch men with fire. People were scorched with great heat, and people blasphemed the name of God who has the power over these plagues. They didn't repent and give him glory. The fifth poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened. They gnawed their tongues because of the pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. They didn't repent of their works. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates. Its water was dried up, that the way might be prepared for the kings that come from the sunrise. I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits, something like frogs. For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the whole inhabited earth, to gather them together for the war of that great day of God the Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his clothes, so that he doesn't walk naked, and they see his shame. He gathered them together into the place which is called in Hebrew Megiddo. The seventh poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, "It is done." There were lightnings, sounds, and thunders, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since there were men on the earth, so great an earthquake, so mighty. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in the sight of God, to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Great hailstones, about the weight of a talent, came down out of the sky on people. People blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for this plague is exceedingly severe. Revelation chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven jars came to me. He said, "Come, I will show you how the powerful woman who sells the use of her body will be punished. She sits on the many waters of the world. The kings of the earth have done sex sins with her. People of the world have been made drunk with the wine of her sex sins. I was carried away in the spirit by the angel to a desert. I saw a woman sitting on a red wild animal. It had 7 heads and 10 horns. All over the red wild animal was written bad names which spoke against God. The woman was wearing purple and red clothes. She was wearing gold and pearls and stones worth much money. She had in her hand a gold cup full of sinful things from her sex sins. There was a name written on her forehead which had a secret meaning. It said, "The big and powerful Babylon, mother of all women who sell the use of their bodies, and mother of everything sinful of the earth." I looked at the woman. She was drunk with the blood of God's people and those who had been killed for telling about Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered very much. The angel asked me, "Why do you wonder? I will tell you the secret about this woman and the red wild animal that carries her. It is the red wild animal with 7 heads and 10 horns. The red wild animal you saw was alive, but is now dead. He will come up from the hole without a bottom and be destroyed. The people of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the beginning of the world, will be surprised as they look at the red wild animal. He was alive, but not now, but will yet come. Here is where we need wisdom. The 7 heads of the animal are mountains where the woman sits. They are 7 kings also. 5 of them are no longer kings. The 6th one is now king. The 7th one will be king, but only for a little while. The red wild animal that died is the 8th king. He belongs to the first 7 kings, but he will be destroyed also. The 10 horns of the red wild animal which you saw are 10 kings. They have not become leaders yet, but they will be given the right and the power to lead their nations for 1 hour with the red wild animal. They agree to give the right and the power to the red wild animal. These kings will fight and make war with the Lamb. But the Lamb will win the war because He is Lord of lords and King of kings. His people are the called and chosen and faithful ones." Then the angel said to me, "You saw the waters where the woman who sold the use of her body is sitting. The waters are people and large groups of people and nations and languages. The 10 horns you saw and the red wild animal will hate the woman who sold the use of her body. They will take everything from her and even her clothes. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. God put in their minds a plan that would carry out His desire. They will agree to give their nation to the red wild animal until the words of God have been completed. The woman you saw is the big and powerful city that has power over the kings of the earth." Revelation chapter 18. Then I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had much power. The earth was made bright with his shining greatness. He cried out with a loud voice, "The big and powerful city of Babylon is destroyed. Demons and every kind of unclean spirit live there. Unclean birds that are hated are there, for she gave her wine to the nations of the world. It was the wine of her desire for sex sins. The kings of the earth have done these sex sins with her. The men of the earth who buy and sell have become rich from the riches she received while living in sin." I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out from her, my people. Do not be a part of her sins, so you will not share her troubles. For her sins are as high as heaven. God is ready to punish her for her sins. Pay her back for what she has paid you. Give back to her twice as much for what she has done. In her own cup, give her twice as much as she gave. Give her as much trouble and suffering as the fun and the rich living she chose for herself. In her heart she says, 'I sit here like a queen. I am not a woman whose husband has died. I will never have sorrow.' Because of this, troubles of death and sorrow and no food will come to her in 1 day. She will be burned with fire, for the Lord God is powerful. He is the one who says she is guilty. Then the kings of the earth will cry for her and be sorry when they see the smoke of her burning. They are the ones who did sex sins with her and lived as rich people. They stand a long way from her because they are afraid of her sufferings. They say, 'It is bad. It is bad for the big and powerful city of Babylon, for in 1 hour she is destroyed.' The men of the earth who buy and sell are sorry for her and cry. They cry because there is no one to buy their things anymore. They sold gold and silver and stones worth much money and pearls. They sold fine linen and purple and red silk cloth. They sold all kinds of perfumed wood. They sold things made from the teeth of animals and things made from wood that cost much money. They sold brass and iron and stone. They sold spices and perfumes of all kinds. They sold wine and olive oil and fine flour and wheat. They sold cows and sheep and horses and wagons. They sold men who were not free, and they sold the lives of men. They say to her, "All the good things you wanted so much are gone from you. Your riches are gone. The things you liked so much are gone. You will never have them again." The men of the earth who became rich by buying and selling in that city will stand a long way back because they are afraid of her sufferings. They will cry and have sorrow. They will say, "It is bad. It is bad for that powerful city. She dressed in fine linen of purple and red. She covered herself with gold and pearls and stones worth much money, for in 1 hour her riches are destroyed." The captain of every ship and all who traveled on ships and all who worked on ships stood a long way back. They cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "Has there ever been such a city as powerful as this one?" They threw dirt on their heads. They cried out with much sorrow and said, "It is bad. It is bad for the powerful city. She is the place where all those who owned ships on the sea became rich from all her riches. For in 1 hour everything is gone. Be full of joy because of her, O heaven. Be full of joy, you who belong to God and missionaries and early preachers. For God has punished her for what she did to you." Then a strong angel picked up a large stone like those used for grinding wheat. He threw it into the sea, saying, "The big and strong city of Babylon will be thrown down like this. It will never be found again. The sound of those playing on harps and on flutes and on horns will not be heard in you again. No workman doing any kind of work will be found in you again. The sound of the grinding stone will not be heard in you again. No light will ever shine in you again. There will be no happy voices from a wedding heard in you. Your men who bought and sold were the most powerful on earth. You fooled people over all the world by your witchcraft. And in this city was found the blood of the early preachers and of those who belonged to God and of all those who had been killed on the earth." Hey, have you checked out my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide? I promise it'll really help you enjoy reading the Bible more. You'll no longer have to skip over those long Old Testament names because my book makes it really easy to say them. You'll be surprised at how easy it can be. If you read the Bible out loud in church or at Bible studies or anywhere else, you need this book. If you want to have more fun reading the Bible, head on over to easybiblenamesguide.com and order the PDF version, which you can download right away, or order a real Hold It In Your Hands book. Either way, you'll be saying even the longest names with ease. easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God bless the reading of His Word. The seven bowls that are poured out are somewhat analogous to the plagues that were released on Egypt to persuade Pharaoh to release the children of Israel in Moses' time. Here, the bowls, or judgment, are poured out on the earth to prepare the people, and Satan himself, for the coming War of Armageddon. Now, personally, I don't want to be here when any of these things begin to happen. And if the return of Jesus happens during my lifetime, I may not have to go through it. You see, there will come a time during the unfolding of the last days that believers will not die, but be taken up to meet Jesus in heaven. It's called a rapture. The thing is, there is not a consensus on when this event will take place. Some believe that it'll happen before the final 7 years begins. The final 7 years is called the tribulation, and so this school of thought is called pre-trib. If the rapture is pre-trib, then believers won't see any of this. Other people believe that the rapture will happen halfway through or 3.5 years into the tribulation. This view is called mid-trib, and in that case, they'll not experience the worst part of the tribulation. And then some believe that the rapture happens at the end of the 7 years, and this view is called post-trib. If the rapture is post-trib, then we'll all have to go through the entire tribulation. Now, I used to believe very strongly in one of these viewpoints, but now I hope I'm a little wiser, and I'm not dogmatic about any one view. I hope the rapture is pre-trib, because I'd like to get out of Dodge before any of the bad stuff happens. But I'm prepared and willing to wait for it whenever God sees fit to rapture us out of the world. How about you? What do you think? Send me a comment to steve@lifespringmedia.com. Who's on your list to receive their own copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide? You plan on giving PDF versions on a thumb drive or a physical book? You can get either at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow when we're back in the second to the last book of the Old Testament, Zechariah. Just 5 more episodes left of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting closer and closer. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.